Well, we got to play first, see how it plays out. So, but we're excited about Wilcox. You know, he's a big guy, physical guy, plays good towards the line of scrimmage, shown ability to play deep when he was in Dallas, so we're excited about him. Justin Evans, just getting him up to speed. We like what he's doing so far. Very athletic player. We're excited to see where he fits in as well. And he's doing a nice job in the classroom of picking up what we're doing.
One of the things that he said he needed to work on, Justin, was trying to be more vocal. Are you seeing a little bit more of that now?
Yeah, a little bit more. He's a quiet guy by nature, but he does have a personality in there, and so we just got to, with that personality, he will become more verbal. And he's working at it, but he's not naturally that way.
How tough is it for a rookie? I mean, you saw it with Vernon Hargraves last year, played second most snaps of any rookie in the league, but how tough is it for a guy, you know, a rookie safety to go in there and play to start from day one?
Oh, it's hard for any rookie in the National Football League. This is a tough league, and I think you guys all recognize that. And so it's tough, you know, and with what we do, with the communication, you know, that adds a little bit of a layer to it. Some teams don't ask them to talk as much. We demand them to do that. So it'll be a little bit of a learning process for him, but he's smart and he's extremely athletic, and we'll just see how he progresses.
Both Wilcox and Evans have a reputation for being big hitters. How important was it to add some physicality to this defensive backfield?
It's always important. Football is a tough game. It's a physical game, and you can't get away from it. You know, we always talk about, you know, how much teams are, you know, running three wide receiver sets more and throwing the ball. At the end of the day, you still got to run, you still got to tackle, and you got to be able to be a physical tackler, and both those guys can do that.
What area are you looking for Vernon Hargraves to improve the most in year two?
You know, with him, it'll just be play recognition. You know, it's funny when you watch him, and you're watching, we watch him right now, you know, confidence is up right now, you know, he's fit. I mean, he's moving around really good. And so just him understanding how he's going to be attacked, understanding the game more, become more instinctive and just turn it loose and play him.
Chris Conte looked like he improved over the second half of the season once the communication picked up and he was getting the grasp of the scheme. He got hurt a little bit, but
yep.
But what do you like out of him to see him come back and help you guys?
Well, Chris is obviously very athletic. I've been with Chris almost his whole career between Chicago and here. I think we had 1 year where we didn't date for a while or whatever. But he's extremely athletic. He's smart, you know. And he just needs to make sure he's comfortable and confident in what he's doing and just go play. And obviously towards the last half, we saw the plays he can make. He's just got to do it on a consistent basis.
Confidence, the big issue with him?
Confidence is great for everybody. I mean, for anybody in every job. And as long as you're confident in what you do, and he should be, he'll be fine.
Coach, from your various experience, so what's the leadership like on this team? What's your impressions of across the team leadership?
It's good. You know, this time of year, it's easy to be a leader. It's always when adversity strikes where they are. You know, I think we have the core guys, and I think we have guys that when adversity does strike will be great leadership. So, you know, just from the places I've been, this is very good.
How gratifying was it for you, the way things were last year with the Oakland game and then with the Atlanta game, and then to be able to bounce back as a secondary and put on the type of performance you did in the second half of the season?
Well, that's a tribute to the players as much as anything else. They did it, and they have to go out and play, and they're a very resilient group, and they knew their ability because they had shown flashes of it at times, but we didn't have it on a consistent basis. And once we improved our communication across the board, and once we trusted the system as much as anything else, and that put themselves in position to go make the plays they made.
After a whole year around Brent Grimes, what really stood out most to you as a...
Well, he's very athletic for a guy who's supposedly 30-some years old, allegedly, because he moves like he's a young guy. And then his just grasp of the game, it's amazing. You know, he knows route concepts. He's seen so many routes. I mean, he puts himself in position to make a lot of plays just because of his experience, and he's smart.